And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. Also the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, Thou also shalt not go in thither. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes, and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, Let it suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, and sware that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go in unto that good land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. And it shall be, when their fathers or their brethren come unto us to complain, that we will say unto them, Be favorable unto them for our sakes, because we reserve not to each man his wife in the war, for ye did not give unto them at this time that ye should be guilty. Would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. He suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes therefore return thou on high. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, and they angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Thus saith the Lord, As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And the king was exceeding sorry. Yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself unto Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Or saith he altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Christ. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God? Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory.